Well, here we are this morning, of course, with some great folks in our studios. We have Diane Tennyson, and she's here with Chad Simpson, and we're going to talk about the Renew Housing Affordable Housing Initiative. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. We've talked about this tiny house. It started to be on display at Lowe's, and it's touring the county, isn't it, Chad?
It is. Dale Dove is the man in charge on this effort, and unfortunately, he's out of town this week,
so we're
his surrogates.
All right. Well, That sounds good. So, Diane, you've been sort of keeping track of where the house is going. It's going to be on tour for the whole summer?
Yeah, we're looking at different places for different demographics.
Okay.
Right now it's at Lowe's. They were kind enough to let us put it there for a while. Next, it's going to go to White Horse Restaurant on Camden Avenue.
Okay.
And Marsha and Charles over there have been helpful to get it to go there. They're now looking for other places to put it. So if I call your business and ask, can I put it there, please say yes.
Chad, I want to describe it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was exactly my question. Chad, what can people see when they do come out? What will they see? Will they see the houses that we see on, like, HGTV and those tiny homes?
Like a 200-square-foot house?
I believe the original is less. It's like
120. Yeah, something like that.
It's very small.
Okay. And is it ideal for two people, four people, a family of four, six? Like, what's the ideal capacity?
For the original house, I think it's 120, 130 square feet. It would really be a single use.
Okay.
So it'd be a one person. But, you know, there are plans to do, I think, you know, double occupancy.
Okay.
But, no, I don't think you'd want to put a four-person family in one of these houses.
Yeah, it'd be tight.
Designed
for certainly. That's tiny folks to put in the tiny home.
Right. What's the initiative as far as what do we want to see in York County? Do we want to see folks take on this project as far as building them for specific families or having them available to move into? What is the plan for the future for the Renew Housing Affordable Housing Initiative?
Well, my involvement, I've been involved or started talking to Dale about a year ago.
Okay.
And my involvement started with trying to identify land.
Oh, okay.
To do this, and my original idea was to repurpose old mobile home parks, where you could cluster 7 or 8 or 10, 15 of these together using repurposing the existing infrastructure,
such as septic, electric,
the sewer, the electric, the water.
Okay. Of the mobile homes at the mobile home.
Well, but the mobile homes are going away.
Yes, exactly. Right? Okay, perfect. I got you.
They are.
So,
yeah. Yes.
So you've got some old mobile home parks in the area where the infrastructure is in place, the sewer lines, water lines, the electric, but they're vacant. So that's kind of where we started. The issue is to build the tiny homes, you've got to meet two criteria. One is the International Building Code, which is the building code for construction throughout the country, throughout the world. And then the other one is to meet the standards of the zoning code, which is specific to the jurisdiction. So in Rock Hill, the Rock Hill jurisdiction is controlled by the Rock Hill zoning code. And really, the zoning code is what is, at least in Rock Hill, is what's creating a challenge.
Okay.
And the because you have to, for a single family home that's built new, it has to be a minimum of 850 square feet. So within the city limits of Rock Hill today, you cannot build a single family dwelling that's less than 850 square feet.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a home builder. But I can tell you that that's a minimum of $100,000.
Okay.
So right out of the gate, you're at that's the cheapest that you could build 850 square feet home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the dilemma that we're is how to bring affordable housing to Rock Hill, to York County.
Can you go the other way and talk about changing those zoning laws?
Mm-hmm. Well, Dale has been working on that and
for exceptions,
for something like this.
Yeah.
Well, the issue is the planning and zoning staff at the city of Rock Hill, and I just have to put a plug in for them. They're some of the most competent and professional people that you can find. But their job is to enforce the written code. You know what the laws. That's their job, and so in order to change the laws, to change the code, that's a city council level decision. They've got to change the code. The staff is working on that. Bill Meyer, who's the planning director, I just went to a meeting, I think, last week or the week before. They are taking the initiative to redraw the zoning code. It's a year, 2 year effort. And I don't know where this falls into it, but they are working on that. I know Dell has talked to to city council members trying to lobby to get this changed. But it's, you know, they're the city's like every other jurisdiction. They move at the speed of government. So.
For sure. And you're talking about having these new homes. It's really the beginning. It's almost in its infancy what we're hoping to have. Isn't that right, Diane? I mean, you're looking to get these laws changed, possibly making it work for everyone, and then hopefully having this in place for people to purchase or buy or be assigned to go.
Exactly. That's I know we took the home over for city council to look at, and met with at one of their meetings, and so all the council people came out and took a look, and Dale spoke to the mayor and all, and so that's why the planning folks are, you know, trying to get those laws changed so we can put them up, you know, build them for folks to come like. You know, live in, rent, buy, whatever. And it's not only for folks who need the affordable housing. There are people that make plenty of money that just like them.
Yeah.
You know,
they
want to move in. One of my friends said, well, I want a tiny home.
Yeah.
And he can afford to live anywhere he wants.
Sure,
There's a luxury at tiny home show now.
There really is.
There's a whole program on cable about it.
It's really great.
Well, we want everyone to achieve the American dream and to have a roof over their heads that's safe and gets them excited about life. And there are people that check all the boxes in society that just can't afford it. And we applaud you guys for leading that effort. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Is
there anything else you wanted to add?
Before we were talking about the new apartments in town.
Yes, sir.
So the apartments behind the Galleria that was just in the paper here recently that sold at $131,000 a unit. The one-bedroom apartments rent for $950 a month. The two-bedrooms or three-bedrooms are, I think, $1,300. It's the same downtown. The downtown apartments, the pricing that I've seen, the one-bedrooms are about $900 a month. To qualify as affordable housing, you'd have to earn $2,700, $3,000 a month to afford a one-bedroom apartment. And so
Doesn't seem to jive.
Right. Yeah. And like Dale says, he's really trying to get down to something that is $300 a month for rent, which would be an income of about $900 or $1,000 a month.
Okay.
Which is a standard amount that I see that people make from Social Security or disability.
Right.
And that's their only income. You know, people who get a check from the government, oftentimes that check is $900,000 a month, and they're expected to live on that. Mm. And there's no housing options for them.
Sure.
There really isn't.
Well, we keep our eyes open.
Yes.
We keep it as the laws change, as the opinions change, we can keep watching and hopefully have some tiny housing that folks can really utilize who need it, for sure.
Well, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Hey.